This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
It dipping it in his navel when he got there. Delicious lint.
Look, I made a sculpture. Jace the lint sculptor.
No, instead of twisting like frigging cherry.
Yeah, like a cherry stem, you twist the lint and that's disgusting. Thank you.
Look, I made a woolly willy with what you had in your belly button.
This is a new type of needle felting.
No!
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction Season 11 Super Hilarious Mega Funny Intro Bumper or whatever. No more Harry Potter. Jesus Christ. How much Harry Potter do I need to get rid of here?
All of it.
Sure, this looks fine. Jesus and Judas getting it on.
Oh, sweet.
Sweet Jesus.
What's it called?
Remembering the Lord.
Perfect for the holidays.
And that'd be more of a something we could do around Easter.
Also, Sean, can you say something normal with not food in your mouth for a moment?
Give me a minute. Let me finish chewing.
Okay.
All right. How does this sound?
Still sounds a little deep.
How so?
Like,
you just sound deeper than usual. Maybe a little nasally.
Quarter of an octave lower. So maybe disconnect and reconnect.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you got some big phlegm in the back of your throat.
I'm also quite tired, so.
I don't think that would account for this difference.
It is significantly lower.
You're getting the baritone.
It's like you had a second testicle descending or a distending.
I already have two.
Distended testicles is not something you want.
No.
I said descended, not distended.
How's that any better?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm good now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. Back to Cookie.
That is a weird problem.
Yeah.
There's David. He should be here.
I'll ping him. Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Hello, David.
Sup, Sauce Man?
Is he doing a bit?
I don't think so.
No, he probably just hasn't turned on his microphone yet.
Hard to tell sometimes.
Yeah.
That's because our bits are so complicated and funny.
They're layered like an onion or ogres.
Like an ogre.
Yep.
All right, wonderful. Well, enough looking at houses. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction.
But I want to buy a house.
I'm your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight are David, Logan,
Yay!
Valerie and Sean. Finally, five of us again together after 37 years.
The Council of Three can be reunited once again.
No, please. Enough. Had enough of being outnumbered here. I get outnumbered in my own house already, and I am the old... Well, no, Fal's the oldest.
Yeah.
I'm older than at least one person in this house.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Well, aren't you older than two people in that house? Since,
yeah.
You've got a live-in right now?
Yeah.
A squatter?
I forgot how old Riley is, but Riley's been great. It's been very, very nice to have another assistant with Xavier.
I hope you're paying him.
Yes.
Yes, good. In Chinese food.
Har har. No, seriously, we are.
Yes, we are.
Very good.
Anyways, let's get straight down to business. Not defeating the Huns, but that'll probably happen sometime over Crimbus.
I'm fairly certain we defeated them thousands of years ago, but whatever.
Yeah, everything old is new again eventually. We're going back to Mockfic Book 2, technically the first by Popful. And we are going to start with Valerie.
Oh, woohoo. Yes, I want to go to that link. Thank you for asking, though.
Don't go to the link. It's sketchy.
Sketchy. Book 2, technically the first. Huh.
So we are on page 9.
Oh, right. The one that we started last week.
Yes.
Last episode, yeah.
Resume here. It was a really easy fight because you battled the paraders? Paraders?
Paraders, yes.
Okay.
Paraders.
Aside while Yuka stomped the nudists. Testes. There, why is there a line break? I don't know.
The story is like that for some reason.
Right. Yuji laid waste to the floats and ate the candy inside.
Mm.
And Takashi did unspeakable things with the furries.
Unspeakable. Things.
Yep. After the parades were ruined, the innocents scared for life, and the moon pies eaten, a band of three heroes came to save the day. One was a man in a wheelchair with a urine bag attached to it, wearing a messy diaper. The second was a 300-pound man-child wearing a striped shirt and a medallion bearing the image of a cross between Anakin Skywalker and James Pond.
But Anakin.
Is that Christian?
Yeah, that sounds very Christian. And the third was an 80-year-old girl jumping around excitedly saying, "Can we find them now, Bobby? Can we find them? Can we? I am not yelling tonight. I do not have the voice. The wheelchair man said,
"Wake up the baby."
Yeah.
Don't wake up the baby.
No. The wheelchair man said, after we say the motto, bow, then pointed at the sky and said, "To protect the world from constipation." The man child said, "To unite all special people within our nation."
You didn't tell me to look for special people as like a phrase to avoid, okay?
Oh, the next one.
"To denounce the evils of non-standard love."
Oh. Wait a second. I don't know about that one.
"To pretend we reach to the stars above."
Wait, to denounce the evils.
"Of non-standard love."
Denounce the evils of non... That's good. That's a good thing.
No, it's
not. No!
If it's the 8-year-old girl saying it, no.
Well, they're denounce... Wait. If they're denouncing the evils, there's...
Non-standard love could mean that anything that isn't straight is not okay.
To denounce the evils is basically to say the evils are bad.
All right.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good.
It's been a long day at work,
all
right?
It all checks out.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Booby. Bow. Then they all said in unison, "Team special." Yuji machine gunned them all. Well, that's that. Back to HQ? Yep, Damien said. Later at the Hall of Injustice. Pew, pew, pew. Where the hell did all these penguins come from?
Oh, the Brack Show.
No.
I wish we weren't penguins and that our show wasn't canceled.
Damien opened the door to the lair to find the penguins had taken over the place. Well, that's where Brack went. A tan man with long silver hair and chiseled muscles wearing leather pants said, "It is I, handsome seeker of hotness." I see what he did there.
That sounds like a Tinder profile.
Yeah.
These penguins are looking for the paragon of beauty, so I can steal her power and be even sexier. "Get the fuck out of my house," Damien said. "Who are you to order me about?" Or Microsoft Millennial?
Yeah,
Millennium Edition.
Yeah. "I'll show you the true power of hotness."
"I'll show you the power of Sans from Undertale." No.
Oh, I thought it was more a refer. Bishan and Sparkle surrounded the man and he grew a single bat wing on his back. Oh, hello, Sephiroth.
Sephiroth?
Yeah.
Chicken broth?
Yep.
Wow. It's Sephiroth from Undertale.
Oh, Sephiroth from Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Right. No other video games ever.
Exactly.
He's an original character.
Exactly.
It's about time the Final Fantasy series got exposure to Western audiences through Smash Brothers.
What's next? Kingdom Hearts?
What's that?
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's America's favorite game. It's like Wheel of Fortune, but really lame.
Kingdom Hearts sounds like some Madden DLC.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Madden DLC Kingdom Hearts. You're going to take Sora and his team all the way to the end and make sure that they get all kinds of touchdowns. Boom!
I would play it.
And here's a guy, when he loses his heart, he becomes a heartless. Boom!
Boom!
Bishan and Sparkle surrounded the man, and he grew a single batwing on his back, and he produced an impossibly huge sword from nowhere. He rushed at Yuji, who immediately gunned him. And Gundam, I guess. The bullets pierced his chest, causing him to bleed profusely, but he didn't falter.
Ah!
My blood. My shiny, sparkly blood. Behold the power of hotness!
I'm totally making my blood my last spoken words now.
Steve-O, 1983 to 2056. My blood.
He was born in 85.
Whatever.
Kazuya knocked handsome aside. My beautiful face, give me strength. Hotness! He sprayed his glistening hair and attacked them all with it in a broad swoop. You, Kazuya, are quite attractive. Join me, and we'll rule the world with the power of
Okay, next up is Dave.
Oh, we'll rule the power of darkness.
No, it's hotness.
Infinite darkness. No, I know now, in all my heart, that Kingdom Hearts is light.
John Madden descends from the heavens.
He's like, boom.
Boom!
Fucking story.
Oh, right. You don't have your new computer there, so you're running this on an abacus.
Yeah.
Abacus. Abacus. Abacus.
I gotta shift a couple of columns real quick before it goes. All right, anyway. Takeshi jump-humped Handsome.
Oh, man, he got
and
it.
And did unspeakable things to him. As Handsome lay dying, Kazuya asked,
"Who's the paragon of beauty? She might be fun to kill."
"She is one of the eight no, it's not princesses, because this is a different thing. She is one of the eight paragons of light. They plan to bring about eternal P-E-A-C-E-T-O the W-R-L-D. "Why are you spelling those words out?" Yuji asked. Handsome was too dead to answer that.
"Holy shit! You guys, eternal peace? We'll be out of business if that happens," Damien said.
Takeshi said, "Yeah, we've got to stop them. But how are we going to find them?"
"No problem,"
Yuka said, pinching a part of her skin and pulling it off like a tablecloth to reveal the form of a lizard woman.
"My connections with the Illuminati and the Scaly fandom will help us track them down."
"You were a lizard woman with lizard wizard the entire time?"
You know, I think that's a good point.
What? Lizard wizard?
There's no way that the Illuminati can be real, like lizard people, because if there were people, there would be way more scalies, and they would work very hard to uncover them.
Or that's what they want you to think. Checkmate, atheist.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Can we just officially remove checkmate from the language now?
No, I like playing chess.
Yeah.
I have to be able to checkmate people. Otherwise, I can't win.
Yeah, and chess too, with its new gun piece.
Yeah.
And Gundam.
It's only got one shot.
So one opportunity.
Gotta make it count.
Yep.
I'm an opossum. Human plaything. Werewolf. Okay, here we go. Kazuya asked, intrigued.
Yeah. Yuji's a werewolf on the full moon.
Takeshi said,
"And I'm an opossum trapped in a human body."
Kazuya said, "No, you're my little human plaything. That's what you are."
"I'm an opossum on the inside, and I plan on getting surgery to reflect my true inner self."
Huh? Takeshi insisted. Later, Yuka, back in her human disguise, left to talk with her fellow lizard folk about the locations of the paragons. When she came back, this is what she reported.
"Okay, they said the paragons are of valor, judgment, beauty, rebirth, righteousness, hygiene, etiquette, and good grades. The paragon of beauty was last seen in Sonic Town."
Takeshi squealed.
EA Sports. John Madden. John Madden.
Ebay.
Are you?
Steve, I'm going to do two more E's and then a pause, and I expect you to put a dolphin noise in between that pause. Got it? All right.
Can I use I was going to ask.
Shut up, Steve. Here it goes.
Can I please use that stock dolphin thing that's repeated like 27
yes,
things?
Whatever fucking dolphin noise you do is E.
John Madden.
All right, perfect. That was a really hilarious take.
Sonic Town, I love that place. Ah, hell. Come on. Let's get this over with, Yuji said.
They went to Sonic Town. The reason it's called that is because it's home to dozen of fan interpretations of Sonic the Hedgehog. Don't edit the pause, by the way, Steve.
It's OC in that Steel Town.
They first went to Yuka's informant, Sonic the Schizophrenic Alcoholic. Oh, me. All right, well, there we go. So this story is hitting a little harder than normal. Yuka knocked on the door.
What? What do you want?
Steve, where's my meat?
Where's my meat, Steve?
Also, where's my computer?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's in Jacksonville, so...
It is in Jacksonville,
and
yes.
And it's allegedly portable, so there we go. I thought that meme was funny and no one else did.
I thought it was funny.
You didn't laugh, though. You just, like, made sure you save it for the show.
How did you
know
I didn't laugh, Dave?
You said make sure to save it for the show.
For the last 3.5 hours... And you wouldn't have heard it because you're not in my state.
You were
anymore.
Watching your kid make a poopy face. That's why you were laughing, all right? Steve.
It's me, Yuka. We're here about the Paragon of Beauty.
Go away. The demons in the walls are hungry.
They want fresh meat.
Meat.
They're going to chop you up and or chop you into little slices and make you a pork chop dinner.
Mmm.
See, the burp is also true to my character.
I'm just going to cover up your burp with that dolphin noise.
I'm fine with that. Kazuya yelled,
tough shit for them. I'm a demon outside your door. Who wants to have a word with you? So open the fucking door.
Kazuya turned towards Takeshi.
You have to say fucking, because it makes it sound tough.
Before I break it and do the aforementioned things to you.
Ooh.
You.
You.
You. Break that, soldier boy.
Sonic opened the fucking, because it makes you sound tough, door.
Okay. I'm up next, and then Sean, and then Logan gets to start the story for which I actually brought him here.
Yeah.
Soldier boy, tell him.
He lived in a worn-down apartment that smelled like vomit with demons in the walls, and he was dressed in shoes that bore bloodstains and a ragged bomber jacket. Make it quick, I've got a hangover that could kill a cow. Yuka asked.
And it will, just watch. Stay tuned, kids, we'll get that cow killing soon.
Moo. Yuka asked, where'd you last see the paragon of beauty? The black beauty? She grips my heart with her cruel black thorny hands and... Yuka clocked him in the face. I said the paragon of beauty, dipshit!
Why is she the dad from Brack Show?
Because I think it sounds suave, and that's all I can muster tonight.
You see, Brack, life is like a box of oranges. And then you find one day you wake up to have an entire house full of fruit you can no longer eat because it has rotted and is no longer edible. Do you understand what I'm saying, son?
No, Dad. But that doesn't matter anymore.
Well, gee, I think so, Dad, but I don't know if that would work.
That's the worst Brack impression I may have ever heard.
You know
heard.
What? I'd like to see you do actually better, all right?
David, allegedly portable.
Yeah, allegedly portable.
Allegedly.
That's what I wrote.
Where did you last see her? Clutching his jaw, Sonic said, she was at Sonic the Psychopath's place.
Ah, also me.
So they went to interrogate. Shorter pause. Sonic the Psychopath, who sent them to Sonic the Drug Addict.
Yep.
Not me.
Who sent them to Sonic the Pianist.
No.
And then they were sent to Sonic the Gardener, Sonic the Poet, Sonic the Doctor, Sonic the Illegal Immigrant, Sonic the Diaper Fetishist, Sonic the Arista. I feel like I'm reading the Patreon names.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Dave, are you Sonic the Diaper Fetishist too?
No, absolutely not. All right.
The Aristocrat.
I could probably be that, unless it's like the joke, the Aristocrat, of which case, no. No, thank you.
And several other Sonics until they finally met Sonic the Cat Boy playing with a ball of yarn.
All right, I'll take that one, though.
Yeah, the paragon of beauty is currently headed to Warped Destiny World. What a whoop, my belly. Maybe I won't bite.
Yep, that's me.
That's you? You're doing that?
I'm going ooh-woo.
Oh, right.
Love my belly, ooh-woo.
Although there is no ooh in this, it very much predates the ooh-woo thing. The crew left Sonic the Catboy to his own devices and headed over to Warped Destiny World. Anybody do, like, the warp flute thing?
Sweet.
Chapter 4. Stupid monkey! On the car trip there, they decided to stop by Yuji's place so he could break the news of...
Dun, dun, dun.
His alignment changed to them.
Oh, shit.
Yuji came out of the house sobbing. What happened? Yuka asked. Yuji wiped his face and said, they rejected me. Dad said I wasn't his son anymore, and... Bob threatened to send me to a realignment camp.
Oh, no.
What the fuck is a realignment camp? Like, is that where they fix your tires?
No.
It's where they shift you over a couple inches to the left.
Ah.
No, it's because the joke is that his parents are lawful neutral or something like that.
They're lawful good.
Lawful good. And he's becoming chaotic evil or something.
Whatever the Pop-Tart counts as in the sandwich chart.
Yeah, but hold up. A lawful good person wouldn't send somebody to a realignment camp because that is against the laws of nature.
That is a very good point.
Well, they probably are of the opinion that being of
Logan. I'm wondering why it looks like you're like under a bunch of satin sheets making out with your microphone.
Because I'm underneath a fluffy blanket making out with my microphone.
With a micro. Okay, all right. Well, yeah, I guess that still counts. Where was I? So what did you do, Han? Yuka asked, her hand on Yuji's shoulder. I mowed them down. Attaboy, Damien said.
Damien Sandow is in this?
Who's Damien Sandow?
He's a wrestler.
Okay. Then they went to Kazuya's place and he broke the news of his newly discovered sexuality.
Cool.
The species change and alignment change. They took it rather well. We love you no matter how many copyrights you infringe by existing.
Ouch.
And they hugged. Takeshi broke the news of his fetish sexuality and alignment. His parents didn't notice he was there. My parents don't love me!
That's not true.
He bawled. Hmm? You say something, Takeshi? Kazuya asked. Lastly, they stopped by Yuka's house. She had no news to break. She just wanted to stop and say hi.
She just wanted stop.
She just wanted stop and say hi. Sean.
After that pointless nonsense, they arrived at Warp Destiny World.
Oh, good, so my entire page is literally just filler end to end.
Yep.
Yes.
Great.
Da, da, da.
The gate was a pink arch featuring Jack Frost and the Starmen. As they passed through it, a voice on the telecom said, Welcome to Warp Destiny World, where bad guys go to have a good time. And Yuji passed through, an alarm sounded. A little screen came down, showing a meter.
Well, okay, I asked this question to other people. What is the most irritating low health song or noise from a video game?
Pokemon Gen 1. Because
it cut out other parts
of the song that was actually playing.
Yeah.
It cut out the entirety of the song. Although I do like what they did with Gen 5 where they turned it into its own little remix.
Right, and then they never did that again because they don't understand how good things they can, like, good things that they can bring to the next generation.
Gen 5 is so good. The animations in that are great, too.
But it's also on, like, low poly. Like, I mean, it's the DS and it's all sprite work, so it's not the worst, but...
Anyways, Sean, what's your most irritating?
Probably the low health heart beep on Zelda.
That's, like, the top trifecta.
Yeah.
That's because it just never fucking ends.
It's like Baby Mario, the low heart indicator, and the low HP from Pokemon are pretty good. Logan, what's yours?
I hate it when I'm playing Gauntlet Dark Legacy and it says Blue Warrior needs food badly. Blue Warrior didn't fucking earn his food.
Truth.
Meanwhile, David's over here playing the new Gauntlet, shooting all the food that we need to eat.
Hey, you're just mad that I shot the food and you didn't get to eat it.
I'm mad that you always snipe playing the Archer.
Well, you gotta be faster on the controls, bro.
I hate you.
Why do you want to play Archer? Archer's lame.
Yeah, but it's really fun to shoot the food and piss Steve off, so you can understand the conundrum I'm in.
All right, go ahead, Sean. Sorry.
All right. The intercom said, Whoa, Buster, you must be this evil to enter without villainous supervision. He's my minion. He'll be fine, Kazuya said. Okay, then. Be careful with the company you keep. Your alignment might be affected. They passed through the gate and went to the monorail station. No? No one's going to say it?
All right. No.
No, why would we say it?
Yeah, nobody watches that show.
No one's ever seen a Simpson.
It was Chantelise.
Okay, guys, where should we look first? Damien asked. Well, how about the Torrent of Torment? Takeshi said while pointing to said attraction. Okay, fine, but I usually get sick watching those guys spin. So have your minions bring a towel, Damien said. Fuck, Yuji and Yuka said. You all right there, Logan?
I'm readjusting.
All right.
His pants, not his mic.
The guide, a Lilim dressed as Alice, giggled and said, Welcome to the Torrent of Torment. It is very much like the other Steens Park teacup ride, except that you don't ride it yourself. You tie some sucker to the seat and spin the handle that controls it from a distance for as long as you like. Any projectile vomit will usually land on the glass screen in front of you, so don't worry about getting wet.
I am still going to worry about getting wet.
Does it turn out into one of those reading the bottom of the cup of tea or something, like divination, but it's into people's barfs?
Oh.
It's like, oh, I'm going to read your tea leaves. And then the lady's like, oh, wait, this is coffee.
Oh, no, wait, this is just dried cat barf in my tea glass.
Yuck. That's what killed my work computer.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Your cat barfed in your computer?
On my computer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
that. Wow.
Have you considered not allowing that?
Yes, I no longer leave my computer open.
Have you also considered a poncho for your work computer?
Yes.
This attraction is not recommended for those with an empathy level of 3 or higher, so try not to feel too sorry for them.
Was that like Ric Flair?
Woo!
Kinda, yeah.
Anybody else want KFC?
Dude, have you seen their new system that they're going to be selling?
No.
Oh, I'll have to find it once I'm done reading.
Okay.
Is it just an emulation box, but with like a chicken warmer on top?
I don't know. I was at work when I saw it.
Chicken warmer?
Chicken warmer.
Because it's from KFC.
Yeah.
Damien excused himself, much to Yuji and Yuka's relief. The remaining 3 spun to their heart's content.
Wait, this thing is a real fucking thing?
Yes.
It's an Intel-powered games console with a built-in chicken chamber?
Yep. Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
So first they get through to us by being a Lifetime movie, and now they're launching a games console. Who used to work at Arby's PR and now moved over to KFC?
Probably the same guy, considering they're owned by the same brand.
Are they?
Yum Brands, I believe they own Arby's.
Huh.
Ah, David's Inspire Brands owns Arby's.
Oh, my bad.
How dare you.
Yuji getting points towards his desired alignment.
That was fun, Yuka said. I feel more evil already, Yuji said.
Damien said, while you were fucking around, I found a lead on the Paragon of Beauty's location.
Fun.
Really? How reliable was it? Kazuya asked. Damien pointed to the Paragon of Beauty atop the Santanella Castle, covering it in sparkles and roses. She was a short, large-chested mouse anthro wearing a bow and polka-dotted black khaki pants.
I, Tenifia Mouseheart, shall make this place pure and beautiful. All the ugliness shall be wiped away. Bibbly babbly moo.
Bibbly.
I see what they did there.
Yep.
So it's basically like the sounds we do to our baby.
Yes.
Ah, pretty reliable, Kazuya said. As he infiltrated the castle, they were accosted by the Katamari that rolled up their house earlier.
This is a Buster Manwoom story at this point.
I think that's a different song.
They call me a hot stepper.
Turn her up.
I'm the lyrical dancer.
Turn her up.
I don't know what I'm doing now.
Turn her up.
Still like a light dance.
Turn her up. No, beautiful. No, we don't die. Yes, we multiply. Gotta go I get on like that backside now, Rosen. I want to get that KF console.
Yeah, the one there's no who price wins on it.
All hold. It doesn't matter what the price is. You won't be able to find it because fucking supply chains are broke. You can't find anything.
Speculative they're price of broke. $2,000.
That's really expensive.
Fuck that.
It's an Intel NUC, so...
An Intel what?
NUC. Next unit of computing. It's...
Oh, I was going to say, wait, like the brand of... bottles that we have for a baby?
Think a modern Ouya.
Oh boy, an Ouya.
Okay, so it's worthless.
It's
just going to be an emulation box.
Yeah, that also serves you chicken.
It's just going to be a chicken warmer.
A chicken box.
Yes, nobody's going to actually play games on it because let's be reasonable.
It's a chicken emulator.
Wait a minute, if you overclock it, does it burn your chicken?
No, it goes...
How do you clean it?
I don't know, Dave.
No clue.
With the greaser.
Because you can't put it in the dishwasher. It would ruin the emulation part.
Right. You can't, like, water it down or anything. Maybe it uses the grease to keep the fans lubricated.
Oh, no. Maybe it has its own cleaning cycle.
Oh, you mean like our baby food maker?
Yeah.
That sounds like something that'd be innovative, but it is 2020, so never mind.
They need to release Cyberpunk 2077 on the KF console.
Maybe it's going to make it less bad. I don't mean the console.
Yeah, no, we know what you're talking about, Val.
I got it. Instead of having RTX enabled, they expect you to dip your hand in the chicken grease and blur your screen manually.
Oh. Yeah. Is that how you get bloom or at least a blooming onion?
Yeah.
Can we make a blooming onion in it?
Yeah, maybe. With all the grease, it's going to be a chicken flavored.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Ah, damn, Kazuya said. All right, I've always wanted to try these. You can pull out some homemade explosives.
Kapow.
Multi-bottle rockets, Molotov cocktails, and firecrackers.
You're really thinking about the chicken with that multi-bock.
Yeah. She hurled them at the Katamari with reckless abandon, blasting off huge chunks of it at a time. The Katamari was reduced to a size where it could only roll up very small people. Guess what happened next?
One wonders if that's how Cooler Master and KFC will get around the cooling issues of this run hot tech in this rig. It remains to be seen whether or not you need a piece of chicken in the chamber to make sure everything runs cool. You can't play it without cooking chicken. You need the chicken in order to cool it.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. Guess what happened next?
He put the chicken in.
Well, in Whoville, they say, the chicken's small heart grew 3 worms that day.
3 worms?
After Tiniafa was rolled up, a voice from above said, "Put that ball down and come over here, boy. It's not your fault for failing that grandma who wanted her own planet. It's ours for thinking you could do it." And then laser shot at the prince, and he disappeared. Everyone stared at the wreckage for a minute. Damien finally broke the silence and said, "That wasn't quite as badass as I hoped for, but it got the job done."
Yeah.
And so they returned to the lair, and Kazuya and Takeshi did more unspeakable things to each other. Will our villains kill the remaining paragons in a similarly bullshit fashion? Will the Katamari strike again? Well, Kazu, yes!
Yeah.
I'm trying to yell, but I have to look at the screen. Hold on. I'm going to try this. Will Kazuya's existence bring about a lawsuit? You'll never find out.
It sounds like he's shrunk and he's now tiny, Sean.
I moved my mic to the side.
To breathe.
Yes. And that's it.
Yay. All right. Logan, you are up next with Easing One's Mind by Veltana.
All right.
This is a Magic the Gathering story.
Easing One's Mind. Summary. Jace Balaran ex-Callist. Not much plot. Jace can't relax, so he calls on Callist. Easing One's Mind. The mind sculpture set heavily down. No. No, that actually does say sculpture. Okay.
Yes, it does.
Yep.
It's, The mind sculpture sat heavily down in the chair. After training first with Callist and then with Tezzeret, he was more than tired. He thought after a week with vivid dreams that resulted in uneasy sleep, he would have no problem falling asleep. But when he had laid down on his bed, his head had been filled with thoughts.
Oh no, not thoughts.
Oh no.
For hours he had tossed and turned, and then finally getting up. He just had his cloak and underwear on. Fucking loser. Of course he would still have the fucking cloak on.
It keeps him warm at night.
Fucking, I hate Jace so much. He felt too lazy to put more clothes on.
Of course.
He let his mind flow away from him, finding Callist in his chamber, just taking his armor off. "Are you free?" he asked into the other man's mind.
No.
He could see Callist twitch in surprise and staring wildly around before realizing who it was that had spoken. "Yeah, I just got off. Why?" he asked into the open air, knowing that the other man would hear him. "I need you."
More evil.
"I need you."
That's the spot.
Callist sighed and removed his last cannon.
Wait, what is Callist?
"I'm unsure. I'll be there as soon as I washed off."
"Good."
He sent an image of himself in the chair, and he could see the other man twitch again, and then a small smile crept up his face. Jace drew back his mind and stood up. He suddenly felt more alert than before. He quickly tidied up his chamber and was just done when he heard a knock on the door. Smiling, he went over and opened it to let Callist in. The soldier turned towards the mage. Jace, please don't do that again. It's very annoying not to. He didn't finish his sentence since he found Jace's lips pressing roughly against his own.
80 grit sandpaper.
No, this is like 5 grit.
Isn't that just technically a lump?
Yeah, no, it's a few pebbles glued to a piece of paper.
It's gravel.
So what I made in like 5th grade art class.
Yeah, and you're like,
awesome.
Here, mommy, I'm so good at art. And she's like, looks like it's computer programming for you.
All you did was put glue on one side of a piece of paper and shove it onto our driveway, which really needs to be repaved, honey.
It's got asphalt on this part.
I also added a cricket to it.
His eyes almost closed as the warm feeling rose in his body. The mage broke the kiss and held the other man in his arms. I've missed you so much, he breathed into Callus' neck.
My ears are not on my neck.
Yeah, but sometimes it's sexy not to talk into people's ears. I wouldn't know anything about that as a podcaster, and that's literally all I do.
Right, exactly.
The soldier wrapped his arms around Jace's neck and held him tight. I've missed you too.
Wait, so like disciplining Bart?
Hello, Bart.
Hello,
Bart.
Then the mage moved away, starting to make his way along the bed, towards the bed, pulling the other man along.
Come on, we're going to be late.
Push the soldier down on the bed, tugging at his clothes and kissing him deeply. With a little help from Callist, he shrugged of the cloak he was still wearing.
Okay, so it's not off, it's of. So he's still technically wearing the cloak.
He's still wearing the cloak. When Callus' upper body was exposed, the mage broke the kiss. Leaning on his elbow, he caressed the soldier's well-trimmed stomach and torso with his free hand.
Wait, isn't it ripped, not trimmed?
Well, trimmed, as in, like, he's shaved?
Yeah, like trimmed as in, like, you take one of those...
He's shaved.
Oh, okay, so like a weed whacker trimming.
No, like, shave the hair. What's wrong with you?
Well, if it's trimmed, it's not shaved. There's still hair.
Then maybe he just trimmed it. I don't fucking know,
man.
That's
the 5 grit sandpaper, then.
What are you on?
Whatever.
I will look this up.
You gonna look up 5 grit sandpaper?
No, I'm looking something else up.
I mean, there is a sandpaper that's for, like, polishing fiber optic. I've used that before.
Yeah, but those kinds of things are really high numbered grit.
Yeah.
Oh,
the lower number grit is...
Represents, like, how... widely spaced out the things are. The little gritty bumps.
Yes.
Itty bitty gritty bumps. So like 5 grit is like rocks.
Yes. Yeah, that's the joke. That's what we said.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Where was I? Earning him small gasps as his fingers brushed over the other man's nipples, stiffing them. he fucking stiff armed his fucking nipples.
He didn't pay him for the commission that he did.
Oof. He bent over and licked one, just lightly letting the tip of his tongue stroke it. Callus arched his back and gave a low moan, trying to press himself onto Jace, who firmly pushed him down. Finally, Callus couldn't stand the teasing anymore. He pushed the hand that held him down away and flung himself at his lover, smashing their bodies and lips together.
Who they mean?
They rolled on the bed, and Callus struggled to get on top. The men were now wearing nothing but underwear, and none of them thought them comfortable anymore. This is really early in the fic to start masturbating. As Callus finally got on top and pressed down the mage, who was still struggling, their arousal accidentally grinded against each other. Not sure that it was an accident.
It's Val's turn.
Okay. Both of them moaned, and Jace's eyes almost turned into its sockets. They're out of there already? Okay.
Yeah.
Did he suck on them too?
No, he's like the Undertaker.
Haha.
I rest in penis.
It didn't say turn into its socket. It's to its sockets.
Okay. Yeah, they've been removed.
Yeah, they're just floating in the nether or something.
They're like in some games where if you go inside the head of another character and you just see the eyes and the teeth floating there.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh. Callus bent over and trailed his tongue downwards over Jace's body, dipping it in his navel. Ugh. When he got there. Delicious lint.
Look, I made a sculpture. Jace the lint sculptor.
No, instead of twisting like a frigging cherry.
Yeah, like a cherry stem, you twist the lint and that's disgusting. Thank you.
Look, I made a woolly willy with what you had in your belly button.
This is a new type of needle felting.
No!
The mage gave up something between a moan and a whimper, clenching the sheets.
No, you should have just cut the sentence of it. The mage gave up.
Yeah. Callus smiled and continued. Callus removed the mage's underwear with practice. Ta-da! That's how it removed. Wow. Revealing the men's hard erection, he dragged his tongue... What?
I didn't realize they made a nightmarish Krusty the Clown Woolly Willy.
Wow. Oh, you can give him a mustache instead. Beautiful.
You can turn him into a pirate as well.
Yeah.
Why is this so scary to you?
It's just Homer.
Oh, yeah.
With a red nose.
Hey there, I'm Homer.
Yeah. Don't you remember the episode where Homer became like a stand-in Krusty?
Yeah.
You're not the boy.
Well, I remember him going to clown college, but I don't remember.
Yep.
Yeah, he put on the Krusty wig and then the mob couldn't tell him apart.
I've never seen Homer smile that much. I don't think it's physically possible.
He dragged his tongue from the root to the top and licked the small drops of precum away. Ta-da!
Blim, blim, blim.
Quickly.
Blim, blim,
the mage watched him through half-open eyes, seeing his lover smile as he noticed how impatient it was. After what to Jace felt like forever, the soldier grabbed him at the root. Okay. It's kind of weird to say, like, instead of at the base, to say at the root. Unless, is his penis like a tree?
I sometimes think of it like a tree. It's sort of like growing out of my body and, you know, shooting out all my seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's more of a bonsai tree.
Oh.
Meaning it takes several hours to groom each day.
Yes. And no other meaning behind it.
If you water it too much, it'll fall dead and die.
Yes.
After what to Jace felt like forever, the soldier grabbed him in the root and put his mouth over the top, gently sucking. Jace moaned heavily and felt like he was about to faint. Usually that's something else that tends to happen, but okay. Callus took a breath and then took the hard arousal in his mouth and a little bit down his throat, making Jace moan his name heavily. So, Callus! Jace was, as always, surprised at how much Callus actually could get down, but now he really didn't bother his brain with it. Instead, he had to keep himself from coming in his lover's throat. It's like I'm swearing in French. Callus! And there you go. I'll just call him that. He managed to get trow. You need to. I mean, yeah. I'm about to come. He finally got out.
I'm totally buying your I'm about to come performance.
Yes. Kalia stopped and licked the dick clean from saliva.
Is this how she talks in bed? She's like, I'm about to come, Steve-O. Please impregnate me again.
Oh, yes. This will make me ejaculate very quickly.
I also can't get off unless she puts on the non-hair crusty mask.
Well, I keep telling you, to spice up your bedroom activities, all you need to do is get a tub, fill it with Pepto-Bismol, and have her sing the national anthem of your choice.
But that's anti-spice. You use the Pepto-Bismol after you spice it up.
No. You see, you've never put Pepto-Bismol on your jangles.
No.
No, I can't. You know what? I can't say I have.
I don't think I should.
Same.
Go put it on there and feel the burn.
No, thank you. Saliva and any precum. Jay sat up and kissed the soldier and helped to remove his underwear. Callus stood on his knees, straggling. Okay. to Mage's body. Jace gripped him firmly and started to pump him, making Callie's heart to... What?
There's a toy called Doodle Balls!
Oh, Steve-o.
I'm so mature!
Yeah. Firmly and started to pump him, making Callie's arched and moan. Jace wiped Callie's pre-cum away with two of his fingers and then spat on them. His wet and slick fingers found Callie's opening. There's not even S, Callie's opening. He carefully massaged it before adding one of his fingers. The soldier fell forward and landed on his palms, now standing on all four, with Jace under him. The pleasure that showed in Callie's face was enough to make Jace moan a bit himself. He crooked his finger and began to move it. Callie shut his eyes and moaned a bit himself. The verb tense changing randomly is really throwing me off.
Yeah, it is.
He crooked his finger and began to move it. Move it, move it. Callie shut his eyes and moaned heavily as he felt the movement inside him and the fingertip pushing at his spot.
Oh, my spot.
Jace then added the second finger. Yeah. I need a drink. I'm like, nyam, 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 nyam.
Blip, 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 blip. Where were we?
Sorry.
Oh, wow. That was a long delayed burp.
It got stuck in my throat. So weird. Jace then added the second finger and Callie thought his arms were going to give in as the fingers started to move. The mage then scissored his fingers and Callie knew what to do. He lowered himself onto Jace's erection and as soon as the tip was in, Jace removed his fingers. Ta-da!
Hot scissoring action.
Yeah.
Doesn't really work like that.
No.
Logan, can you show me how it works?
Yeah, I can demonstrate on you.
Do I have to sign a waiver?
Yeah.
No?
You should.
You don't have to sign a waiver if it's a consensual act.
Sign away your power of attorney.
No, you already did that.
Okay.
No, I thought David did that to Steve-o.
Yeah, like, yeah. What's the hierarchy
here? Now it's Steve-o's time to do it for Logan.
So Steve signed his power of attorney over to me, so that means I also have Dave's power of attorney.
That's not how it works.
I'm that's fairly totally certain how that's works. How it works.
It is actually how it works.
Shit.
I did that specifically in secret with Logan in order to gain a little bit more over my destiny. Steve thought he was getting a good deal. He really just got a pack of juicy fruit.
Oh, gosh. Juicy fruit. Da, 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 da. I remember that pack of juicy fruit. Da,
da, da. It was good, though, right?
As long as it lasted, maybe a day.
It was gonna move you. It tastes so soft, it gets right to you. Juicy fruit was the taste that's gonna move ya.
It tastes so soft?
Yeah.
I don't know what the actual lyrics were, but that was like one of the three gum jingles that I had on a Ren and Stimpy tape.
Oh, Jace felt warm embrace him. Yeah, I read it right. As Callie sat down carefully on him, and when he was fully seated with all of Jace's inches in him, he was still for a moment.
All of Jace's 2 inches?
Yep. Small pair of scissors.
Yeah, Jace caressed Callie's thighs and stomach and watched him, his love on get used to the situation. There's so much blue appearing now at the bottom of the page. He could feel the muscles clamp and let go around him. Callie opened his eyes to see a smiling mage under him.
You look so adorable.
You look so adorable.
Thank you, the mage said. A croc smiled. Appeared on Callie's face. That's not really the comment I want to hear right now, he braided and stated to slowly move up and down. Jace's smile got replaced with a pure look of pleasure.
Callie's!
He moaned, loud and heavy and gripping his lover's hips. Callie's quickened his pace and Jace started to move his hips, meeting Callie's buddy halfway.
Oh, so they saved on gas.
Yeah.
Callie's, your butt pussy's gripping my 2 inches so hard.
I never thought I could be so flaccid.
Wow. No, not even when you did Nixon?
No, not even... Okay, maybe when I did Nixon.
The big room echoed of moans and the sound of flesh meeting flesh. Carlos leaned back as he felt the burning sensation in the pit of his stomach.
All right, but wait. Before you go on...
What?
Just hold on.
Okay.
I have an idea of what the sound of flesh meeting flesh is. Logan, specifically asking you, what to you is the sound of flesh
meeting flesh.
Oh, hang on. I have to get some hands up underneath this blanket.
That fast, huh?
You know, that's exactly what I thought he was going to do.
Yeah.
And I was not disappointed.
No.
Good job, Logan.
Oh, Jace, I'm...
Can you say Jace?
No, it's not his name.
It is now.
Yacy.
Yeah, you can call him Jacy.
Yacy.
Yase.
No. Jacy.
I'm
Jacy.
Oh, Jacy, look at your whittle 2 inch. Oh, whittle Jacy.
He didn't have time to finish his sentence as he sat heavily down and came on his and Jace's stomach moaning Jace's name, or Jacy's. Seeing his lover come and feeling the muscles spasm all around his erection, the mage filled his loved with his seat calling out his name. Carlis collapsed on top of JC, their sweaty bodies sticking to each other. JC's rubbed Callus back and felt him relaxing and almost fall asleep. Hey love, he whispered into Carlis' ear.
Hey.
Before you fall asleep, you need to get off. No.
We just did.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like off of me? Oh, I see.
Like roll out, Autobot.
Damn, bitch, you heavy.
Carlis mumbled a reply and rolled off. Oh, that's the end of the sentence. I didn't even see the period there. And rolled off. JC went up to get a damn towel. He wasn't happy too, as in T.O. But the staff had complained about that. The stains. Ah, whatever it was hard to get rid of. What kind of cum do they have that doesn't...
I have, like, the super goo cum.
They put turmeric directly in the semen.
Huh.
No, I wouldn't suggest that.
But anyway, don't they have magic for that?
Probably.
They have to gather it.
After wiping off himself and getting Callus to wipe himself clean, he crawled down beside his lover and put his arm around the other man, nuzzled into his neck. Callus found one of his hands and squeezed it. And just before JC fell asleep, he knew that those vivid dreams would be gone from his sleep.
Totally erotic. Mm. Totally fun.
Erotic.
David, guess what? You get to read the next story.
Erotic. Erotic.
Well, you get to at least start it. This is Cloud Strife, the Dirty Window Cleaner by Jack Russell.
Mm.
Why did a dog write this?
Summary, alternate universe. Cloud Strife has a new job as a window cleaner, but he gets lots of attention from the lattice. Can he keep up his job and love life while fighting a rival company? Warning, this is an erotic fan fiction, so it has lots of...
Read it again.
Which one?
Read it again.
Can he keep up his job and love life while fighting a rival company?
Uh-huh.
Warning, this is an erotic... fan fiction, so it has lots of sex, smut, and is very mature. Take my word. Chapter one, The Dirty Window Cleaner. Cloud Strife, The Dirty Window Cleaner.
All these titles are very recursive.
Also, word is capitalized, so he wants them to take his word processor.
Yeah. Take my word away, leave me with notepad.
Oh my god, I see all the underlines in this story already.
I know!
Oh.
Autor's knots. This story is very mature, hot, and sexual, so it is not for children. Only adult and mature people.
Pepple.
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 If you are not, then leave now, because the ass story is too mature and hot.
David, I need you to read this in your most seductive early morning jazz DJ voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is radio station CJ Boogie with a brand new author's note from Captain Jack. Only you. It was in Monday and another day at work for Cloud Strife, who was a window cleaner and boring job. You might think because the window cleaner...
But.
You might think, but the window cleaner... sees a lot of stuff and dirty goings-ons. This time,
like bird imprints.
This time, Cloud Strife was cleaning a window and looked into see man having
looked
sex
into
with,
two.
Looked into two see man having sex with a hot woman with big breasts. He was plowing her on the bed and felling her
with his hairy, hairy arms. The woman saw him and said,
"Come on, let's have a threesome, window boy."
Wow. Oh, yeah. Welcome back, Dying Raccoon.
Let's have a threesome with Dying Raccoon.
So, Cloudstripe, dangling for his life and not wanting to die, and the other man sexed her both at their same time, both their willies going into her Viagina at the same time. And
isn't that a boss from Ocarina of Time?
Viagna. No, that, I believe that's Bulbasia,
which is a bit more.
Hands feeling her big breast at the same time.
Her big breets.
And both feeling her amyaxing body.
I'm saying.
At the same time. Then the maid cam in a say.
Did Samantha call the sex maid in put off dress to reveal big babies?
Revile.
Then there he had a foursome. And was real hot.
Hot.
The sex maid locked like Emma Rigby. Who?
No idea.
Emma Rigby having the sex with the maid and Ravel big boobies.
And riding them like a mad horseman. Wait, no, I jumped a line. And yeah. The woman looking like Emma Stone. The maid locked like Emma Rigby and the woman looky like Emma Stone. But she looked like Cloud or Tifa, right?
I guess? Question.
Emma Rigby?
I don't know. I like how just now, after having the threesome, he's just now looking at the girl with the big boobies.
We all know what Cloud's into.
Yeah, he sexed her, he touched the boobies, but he did not look at her, apparently.
They did it really hot and felling her big boobs.
There.
And their big boobs and riding them like a mad horseman.
Yay.
Cloud Strife did both women sometimes at the same time and felt their mms and bodies and boobies. His willy did both of their pussies. Pussis.
Pussis, yes.
And soon he filled both of them with his man seed.
Oh, hey, there's the tree analogy again.
You did good. You did well, kid.
The gut said,
"You not only clear my windows, but you were better in bed than even me here. Have a tip."
Yes, this is totally a Bubs by the Cheat Boy.
Yeah.
Dave's gonna jump over some of my buses.
The guy sawed again. Cloud Strife got a tip of lot of monies. But that was yesterday. And this is today. What sexy adventure would that dirty window cleaner have today?
This isn't erotic to anybody, but I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was finishing cleaning all windows.
No, not finishing.
He was finishing.
No.
Finching.
Yeah.
He was finishing all windows when he saw a hot woman with big boobs and long brown hair dressed in a red dress. She look a bit like Jen Selter. Who
the hell is Jen Selter?
Cloud Strife, I have some other windows for you to clean.
And she and threw of her dress, and now she was just in stockings. Then she let louse her big boobs. Klaus Stiff was aroused. So the did it.
Do you want to see my gun blade?
Saw Cloud Strife.
That's a 5'8".
MG, it's a big.
Said the woman. Let me touch.
She turned into Mario.
Let me touch.
It's not quoted, so it's narrator voice.
Also, good luck.
Sade flat his gun blade, and that pulled down his pant and fell over his gun blade.
Fell his over gun blade,
his willy. And he felt her massive boobies and napples. She gave her boobs a scrubbing and felt them. Then milked her breast into a glass jug.
Where did he get the jug?
and then cooked bacon on her midsection.
So,
wait, so he just saw Hot Shots. That's all he did. He saw the scene from Hot Shots.
Keep going.
She was so hot. Know what I mean?
I don't.
That the bacon cook, and then he put a bread bun in her oven. Womb. And baked it. That's a yeast infection happening right there, man.
Oh, no.
Then breakfast was served, and it was a sexy breakfast with boob milk back on cook on her belly and a bread bun cook in her womb.
Now, I want different kind of bun.
Wait, no, this is the girl's own.
No, I want different kind of bun in heaven.
So they laid on the bed and did it while eating their sex breakfast in bed. Cloud Strife put his willy in her vigna, and they were doing laying down. He was holding her sexy boobs whilst doing her from behind, and at the same time, they eating and drinking breakfast.
So it's basically like the Bloodhound Gang song.
Excuse me, sir. This is my first time to Sweden. Can you tell me how to get to the town of Behind?
Behind. They did it all over the house. Shower, bath, garden.
That place in the stairwell where Devin passed out.
They finished just as Cloud Strife could not hold it in anymore and made sprem in her vergna.
I mean, it's not going to be fresh anymore.
I ran ahead!
Giving her a bum in Heroven.
You were Hamson!
She said, and blew him a sis as he left.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Next up is me.
Good luck.
Then Cloud Strife got back to the office of Willy Wags when the washers.
All right, hold on. I think we need to take a break real quick and wash ourselves clean of sin with a Bible verse. All right.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give y'all Matthew 21:17.
Mm-hmm.
And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany and he lodged there.
Yeah. Think about that.
Think about it.
Okay, back to Willy Wang's window washers, where he worked. He then talked to Barrett Wallace, how was work today? Asked Barrett Wallace, well, it was great. I had a sexy breakfast and did a bird with huge knockers and brown hair. She had sexy red dress and the things she can do with food. Wow. Cloud Strife said,
you lucky bastard, I did not getty any. How do you get all the chicks? Barrett Wallace asked, wondering, how do you think? Cloud Strife said. Then the Sephiroth top employer of the
bum 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 humpy 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 humpy
window wash. Are you guys a car factory or something? I'm failing to get the reference.
No. Get out of there with Gran Turismo.
Okay, back to the window washing.
Yes, please.
Then the Sephiroth... Don't do the thing again. Then the Sephiroth tub employee of the rival Komani, Rod's cock-a-cock-clean, came in. Everybody booed.
Everybody.
Because he is the bad guy. Yeah, boo me, see if I care. I'm here to tell you that we have been making more profit than you, and I have also been having more sex on duty, too, Sephiroth said before being announced in Smash Brothers. Today, I had sex with two women at the same time, Sephiroth boasted.
There were
bum bum bum
bum bum whispers.
Stick my penis in your butt.
Who were twins? Sephiroth added, and there were gasps of envy and blonde.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Sephiroth added again, now men were clacking their fists with envy. Then Sephiroth gave a knowing smile. And Dutch.
Oven.
Read that word. Read that word.
Hold on. Up until now, Sephiroth spelled correctly. Spethron.
Is that a gas station? Spethron.
Tired of cleaning your windows on your own? Try new Splethron.
No, it's Spethron.
Sorry, Speth. I can't even. God damn it. I'm getting back to the Spethron at it again. Now men had to be held back so they didn't punch him. Dave, do the Sephiroth thing again.
Bitty Roth, gotta go and get some moths. Binny Roth.
Facing inadversible odds with window washing, Spethron is here to help.
My mouth, dusty moths, they make my mouth dry.
Okay, the pinch is over, Ron.
Oh, okay.
Just walks out and leaves. Then Sephiroth turned to all of them. That's right, I had sex with two big-breasted, sexy blonde twins with big tits, and there's nothing you can do about it. Now even Cloud Strife was blushing with Evni. Sephiroth, you piece of shit! You think I'm going to rise to you, you but look ahead! Cloud Strife shouted. What's the matter, Cloud? Not getting enough of the old in and out? Try shaving off that stupid spiky hair and stop being a twat. Sephiroth jeered and Barrett Wallace had to hold back Cloud Strife. Later, girls! Sephiroth waved and made like a tree and left.
There's a tree again.
Wow, very dramatic, cool,
no,
and sexy.
No.
Wow, very dramatic, cool, and sexy. What will happen next? Find out in next chapter.
It's not happen.
As the story turned out too long, dramatic and sexy for one
it's
chapter.
It's not dramatic.
Dramatic and sexy. Why did they make the same mistake?
Why not?
Why did you make the same mistake?
Because I'm tired and sexy for one chapter to contain it, so it will have to be done over four chapters, I think, to be count to a wed. Chapter two, all in a day's work. Chapter two, all in a day's work. Okay, everybody, go home for you shift are now over. Said the boss, and he turns to his secretary, Tifa Lockhart. But Miss Lockhart, I'm going to need you to stay late again to take dictation. Oh, Mr. Wang, it would be my pleasure. He was rich, young, and handsome, so she could not say no. She could not say no. So that night, they got Reed to do some dictation, haha. Tifa pulled down his pants
all the way out of the cupboard
and pallied his member like a flute. The boss rubbed her boobies and naples. Then he entered her uniform and moved his penis in and out of her vinga. Well,
how is this not red?
Sequencing her boobies.
I think autocorrect just gave up at this point.
Yeah.
The sex they having was so steamy that it made the room into a sauna, and it steamed / cooked the boss's dim sum, which is a like a steam dumpling wick, I find out about. Because of The Sims 3 smiley face.
Beautiful.
Sean!
Oh, I don't know if I can do this.
I believe in you.
All right. He eat one. Yeah, Babby, that's the stiff, he say.
That the stiff.
Yeah, Babby, that the stiff, he say.
Yes, he's talking about a mastiff they're trying to rescue.
Barf, barf.
Big bork.
They did more steamy sex. He was squashing her breasts and her body and riding her like a runaway train.
What? What?
Choo-choo. Okay. They did on the stairs in the swimming pool.
Swimming.
Swimming pool.
Oh, God.
What is...
What in is, his what?
In his... I'm going to say jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi.
Yes.
Dr. Seuss.
Yes.
In his penthouse roof garden and we're now tire out.
Oh, it's like a whole garden beer.
Yeah. His massive penis was too much. Oh, God. Now I know why they call you Willy Wang.
It's spelled normal.
Yeah. Tifa Lockhart sighed. Then the next day, Cloud Strife had to go clean the windows of a big mansion. He went there. He had to do it quick. And
no, he went there, had to.
He went there, had to do it quick. With not much sax.
Aw, Kenny G.
Because he was trying to getting a girlfriend.
That's not Kenny G.
He came in and saw a really hot woman in a sexy black dress posing seductively.
Yep.
No time for the in-out love. I'm just here to glue the windows, Cloud Strife said.
Oh, but I'm so lonely. My husband is always doing business in other...
Okay.
Countries,
but without the O. Taking the O out of country.
I mean, countries could be...
None.
And it has been so long since I have seen a real man.
All these other men are made out of cardboard.
They're actually mannequins.
No.
It's just a piece of paper with the word baby written on it. She, Cloud Strife, was trying to resist, but then the woman took his bucket and poured it over herself so she was all wet.
Ew.
Now to Dress, apparently her name is Dress because it's capitalized, clung to her skin. Cloud Strife could no resist anymore. He entered his willy through her dress.
It's not through.
Though her dress and into he pants. And into her Virginia. Not capitalized. He felt her wet boobies through thought her dress. God damn it. Yeah. He felt her wet boobies thought her dress. And they did it standing up. He made orgasm in many different?
What? Yep.
Oh, different is not different. Okay.
Yeah.
In many different ways. And they did it in the ballroom. The lounge. The stables.
Nay.
Yeah, it's a mansion.
Had like friggin' ball. Okay, all right.
Yeah. And the lounge.
All the places where people got murdered in Clue.
Yep.
That A had great sex until he came inside her and filling her and her dress with his cream.
Mm.
Okay, now you made. Oh, now you made covered me with custard. As well.
It's custard.
It says custard.
Yeah.
Custard,
but as in poop.
Custard, yeah.
As in fuck poop.
Yeah. She gave him an extra tip as well, which came to a lot of money. He had to go to his girl fiend date, Aerith Gainsborough.
Just a copy paste from the FF7 section of Game Facts.
Yep.
And he washheading there. But then he recive. Cloud Strife, we need you to clean windows at this Adrees. And it is Emergency. Yeah. The boss say, can't it wait? You have a date, asks Cloud Strife. No, it is Urgant. So Cloud Strife went to Adrees. Wick was a crappy mansion, but he was not scared one bit.
Are you done?
No.
He's just having trouble.
Yeah. He went in and stayed at cleaning windows. We and the floor drop beneath him, and he was in an dungeon. Then he was tied up and made naked. Then a woman came in wearing an evil dress, but she was hot, big boobs and slender body, but she is evil.
I have cured the fly that has entered my bite trap now. I will cook you and eat you and drink your blood, for I'm evil sorceress,
she said.
Is there any way you can let me go? Cloudstripe asked.
There is one way.
Mamma mia, let me go,
evil sorceress said.
If you can satisfy my need and make sex with me.
The evil sorceress said again.
Oh, Miss Evil, that is my specialty, Cloudstripe said. So she sexed him, and he was chained up, and Cloudstripe, massive willy, weird into evil...
Hi, dog.
Hello, dog.
Yes.
Cloudstripe, massive willy, weant into evil sorceress Virginia, and she rides him as he is chained up, she fully dominating him and having... What is that, blue? Oh. And having major organ sums. She freed his hand so he could pleasure her big boobs, ammed all over her hot and evil bot. Yet, she was using evil magic to try and absorb his strength and sex angy, but Cloudstripe was too powerful. Then Cloudstripe made his advantage with reflexes and started do her from sorceress, tried to dominate him again, but he had upper hand. So then this turred into full doji style. And she was orgasming so much that she could not do.
She couldn't more. Do.
She could do no more magic. Plus, he was riding her fully now.
Yeehaw!
Obviously, being ridden fully means you can't do any magic.
No. Then he shot his sperm and semen into her Virginia. This time it's capitalized.
Virginia.
It's Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. Oh, fuck. Filling her up with his seed. Evil sorceress looked down as his love juice pouring out from her downstairs. Religions?
Yep.
You really satisfied me and filled me up. I'm impressed. You can go, she said.
If only all boss fights were like that. All right, so next up is Logan, then Val, then David, and then I'll read the Patreon list. I'll be back in just a few.
No. I didn't agree to read a second time.
You mean a third time?
Yeah, I didn't agree to read the third time.
David, you're reading a third time.
I got to work tomorrow.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. You already said you don't.
I just got called in.
No, you didn't.
Hold on. Let me get my phone.
Beep, boop, boop.
What's that? Work? Hi, it's me, David. I would like you to come in tomorrow.
Screw that.
Okay, work. No problem. That Rube Steve will never know.
That Rube?
Yeah, Rube.
The room. Okay.
Logan, you're on my watch. What's up?
Hey, sorry, Dave. This is work. I need you to come in tomorrow.
See? It happened. Oh, wait. Hold on. Steve, you're on my watch.
David, this is work. Work is canceled tomorrow.
You see, it's funny because I didn't actually have him on there and forgot. All right.
David, work is canceled.
All right. What's your authorization code?
1, 2, 3, 5.
That's the luggage combination for the armor locker. That's not the authorization code.
6969.
That's the funny haha number.
That's also the authorization number.
It's not. They changed it last week.
You were reading a third time. We could be reading faster if you didn't. Okay, I'm hanging.
I mean,
that was fucking agony to listen to.
So, Steve, I need you to use the watch audio for that call.
Yes, that would be funny. I am going to use that. All right. Next up is Logan, and then Val, and then David. I'll be back in 5.
And I will
be listening.
I doubt it. So he ran to his date and found Aerith was gone.
Whee.
And then he saw on the news that Sephiroth had kidnapped her. I have to save her. Cloudstripe said.
No. Not Strife.
Cloudstripe.
Or Stife.
Stife. Cloud Stiffy said.
Sure.
Yeah, that works.
And he went to his office where he met Barrett there. Wallace. His office there, he met Barrett Wallace. They agreed to save Aerith. I know this cat called Sid Highwind who can fly us to Sephiroth's sea crate lair.
It's like a new cracker barrel?
It's the new loot crate, but it just gives you shells. Barrett Wallace say. So they go there and on the plane. This is your Captain Sid Highwind speaking. Make sure you are all strapped in for... In this is going to be a bumpy ride. Prepare for takeoff. Sid Highwind unknocked through speaker.
Now.
Thought speaker.
Yeah.
Then there was pause and, oh yeah, girl, you have nice boobies and you handle my joystick real good. Wait, the microphone is still on. This is embarrassing. Well, at least you all know why they call it a cockpit. Sid Highwind said. What will happen next? Will Cloud Stiffay save wife? Girlfriend?
Not girlfriend.
God damn it. Girl? Ferend? Or will she die? Stay tuned, folks, for more sexy and hot action. Adventure and drama. Regards your host and author, Jack Russell. Be counted. Chapter 3, Chapter 3, The Sex Mission. Chapter 3, The Sex Mission. While Cloud Strife's sister Snow Strife was in college preparing for an exam, she was in a New York university, which is in America, but her Angalish not too good. She had pure white hair and skin. She also slept with almost many people as Cloud Stiffay, perhaps even more. She always used contracept in bed. There was one time she wasn't car full and she got pregnant, but she didn't keep it. But the shock from finding out that she was pregs, ton red her hair permanently white. Now she is 25 and in the university, and her grades are falling because of too much sex and partying. If she didn't pass, she would fail. Yep.
Well, yeah.
That's how it works. This maths exam will be 50% written and 50%
oral.
Professor Mike Oxlong said.
Professor Oxlong, is there a way to get some extra credit?
Asked Snow Strife. Miss Strife, I'm so glad you asked. Come and see me after class for some extra study session, Professor Mike Oxlong said. So Snow Stiffay came back and she performed her oral exam that she pulled down Professor Oxlong's Professor Mike Oxlong pants and suck his other Oxlong. This was happened until he was satisfied and she passed her oral. And now let's get to main exam, said Professor Mike Oxlong, and he pulled out her big pale breasts. He did her like a motorboat. And then she threw him to the floor and rode him like a cow grill.
Wow.
She was make his willoo go in and out of her viringna, which is a type of medicine you take, while they were having great organisms. Organ sims. They did it stanging up on the desk and even in the wardrobe. Soon, they both came, and it was done. Snow Strife passed with flying colors. It was mostly the color white.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, with the main story, Cloud Strife touched down and left the plane. They were in the evil hideout, then the part assembled, and were joined by a new person, a really hot and sexy woman.
No.
She was have long legs and big boobs, long black hair. She is African American.
I don't know why. The fact that that was a separate sentence, that's so funny to me.
Yeah.
I think this next part is funny because they spelled meat wrong. I want you to meet my half-sister, Miranda Wallace Barrett Wallace, said she is an expert assassin and spy. She is also from Holland.
Valerie?
So they talked on the way to the Sephiroth's evil office. Oh, it's not a secret lair anymore? Oh. Miranda talked about what life is like in Oland and how she grew up there and lives there. Then they got to office and Miranda had idea. She had an idea. Miranda knew that Sephiroth is a sex addict because Miranda is a spy. So she went to him and seduced him as she is an expert in seduction. Miranda came over, showed him her long legs and let one of her breasts slip out of her black spy dress. Oops. Then he wanted her. I never tested cloaklate before and now I can. But this was a racist comment.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. And a man called the police. So in the middle, sex Sephiroth was arrested and thrown in jail. But I have not finchied sex, Sephiroth yelled. That was disappointing. I was at A2LE getting in debt, said Miranda. You could finish with me, said Cloud Strife. Oh yeah, said Miranda. She was half out of her spy dress and Cloud Strife. Oh my goodness, it's written right. Entered in there. He put his willy in her verna and went in and out while feeling her amazing body and boobs. They did it in many postions, cowgirl doggy standing up in the swimming pool, in the staris, in the helicopter, and more. Oh, it's the helicopter. They had so much sex as both were masters of love. Then Eris Gainsborough was rescued.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Just after all the sex, Cloud Strife was not having any more affairs as Eris Gainsborough and he got married. Cloud Strife, okay, the word document is just not giving a crap anymore.
Yeah.
Retired from window washing and got a job as a gynecologist. So he
gynecologist.
Oh, yeah. Gynecologist. So he called to put his knowledge of sex to a good use. That's not how it works.
That's not how a gynecologist works.
Soon, Eris Gainsborough was pregnant with their first child. Cloud Strife was now family man. Oh, so he went home and became family man.
Became a family man.
And no longer slept with over women. Then one day he was in his doctor's office doing checkups and evil sorceress came in for an appointment. What is the problem? Cloud Strife asked with that evil sorceress had big, round, pregnant belly poking mouth. Thought. Oh my god. Words.
Yeah, I know.
Her dress. Double trouble. You got me pregants with twins. Evil sorceress said Cloud Strife did not believe her, so did checkups and they were his babies. He was so shocked, but then another cock came. Wow. And it was the sex maid and the woman both were also pregnant and after check with his babies also. Yeah. Then the woman he had sex with while eating came her jacket.
Sax with.
Oh my goodness. My eyes. With while eating came her jacket and shirt covering her preg belly. Cloud Strife, I was not being literal when I said put a bun in my oven. No, it's a baby. Not a bun. She was having his baby too. Then came in the millionaire woman who dress was too tight because of her pregnant. Oh, pregnant.
Yeah, spelled right. All right, Dave, take us home.
Almost heaven, West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains,
Willy Wang.
Shenandoah River. Life goes on there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, flowing like a breeze. Country road.
Do you have the story open now?
No, I closed it because I thought we were going to wrap up, but here we are. To the place I belong.
As more and more women cloud strife had got preggers, came in. Cloud strife heard, Miranda, I need you to use you spy powers to help me run to find government. Cloud Stife say I can't run, now only waddle, cause you successfully infiltrated my base and planted evidence in my vault, Miranda said, and walk Thorg, showing as Heavily pregnant. More and more Canamian. Then the news came on, and the news reporter was talking about an outbreak of pregnancy. And she was also heavily pregnant. Then it went to the weather, the wrong weather. And the weather girl, the right weather, said,
"We had to for heaving rain and flooding."
Then her water breaks. Ha 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 ha. Cloud Strife had to put a babies in every woman he had sex with. They had also kept them all. And so he populated the entire city. Cloud Strife saw how many women he had made the pregs.
The pregs.
And he put his hands to his head, and his hair turned white and fell out.
"Holy smokes!"
he yelled and fainted. He woke up with Aerith Gainsborough standing over him with hands on hips.
"Cloud Strife!"
she sighed and rolled her eyes. Later, he was still in shock.
"How did I get so many pregnant? I do not understand. I only had quick flings. Also, lots of men have a lot of sex, but they don't have this. Like, Willy Wang, he sleeps with lots of women."
Yeah.
Cloud Strife asked, except it was a statement. Then the boss, who is no longer his boss, came in. "That is because I use lots of protection and never make a slip. I started to give condoms to all my employees. But from what I hear, you never used them and you just screwed away," the boss said.
"I forgot,"
Cloud Strife said to Cloud Strife. He managed to get enough money to raise...
Not manage.
He managed to get enough money to raise his many children and wrote an autobiography called Cloud Strife, Confessions of a Dritty Window Cleaner, The Sex Ends.
Or maybe, depending if you think pregnancy is sex or not, it can be. It can be, but only I only did ending because it humrus and wanted to have. Did his mind just go at this point?
Yeah. Like sex is done. Like he's only still one hand typing, but he's not into it.
Oh, I got it. He wanted it to be humrus and wanted to have a serious message about safe sex.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess. All right. If you want to have sex with a lady and you don't want to make a baby in her, then use a condom. If you are a lady and you're going to have sexy times with a man, but do not want him to put a baby in you, then get him to use a condom or use lady condom. Thog, if you want baby and pregnancy to happen, then don't use one. The end for real.
Yay!
What a message.
A great moral story to end tonight on. And also, happy holidays to everybody! Please stay safe, stay warm, wear a mask, don't be an asshole, you know, get infected with COVID. Do you guys have any holiday messages?
Happy holidays, stay safe.
Israel's government has dissolved.
Great, what? That's like the seventh time this year.
Yeah. Touchy roads. Take me home.
Logan, do you have any messages?
Yeah, I got a couple. Hang on, I gotta read them.
Not the holiday messages.
Be gay, do crimes.
That's good.
Sean?
That works.
You also want to just reiterate, be gay, do crimes?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I do believe that we'll be reinstating the Patreon payments starting next week. So, going back to our usual patron announcements, thank you very much to all of our patrons, especially our Genital Guardians, Disgust, Dizdon Plays, Epidel, Grass Dragon, Mana, Matthew J, Pork Chops Are My Moon, Put Cyberpunk 2077 on Ouya, You Cowards, Richard Pryor, Santa Grimnar, the man who, after 800 kilometers, is going to be the man to na 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 you, Tommy Wiseau's third least enthusiastic stalker, Disambiguity, and a super special thanks to our Bulgay beneficiaries, Advent Dawn, Evan Ball, Mel, Miri, Old Patron Who Dis, Fraser Flood, Sarah For The Win, Teres, Wage, and yes, Virginia, Thier is a cloud snipe.
I just found out my girl tried to violate Nintendo's intellectual property rights by making a fan game. I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, no. Oh, God, that is divorce worthy. Ugh.
Are we off the air? All right, cool.
We were never on the air.
Let me take this off my head.
We were...
yeah, we were. We were live.
Ish. I mean, we still are. Ish.
Ish.